So we'll read the verse on the board first, and then we'll speak about Lord Nityananda from a class given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on the Holy Appearance Day of Lord Nityananda Balaram. And then I'll ask if anyone to say something about Lord Nityananda or ask questions. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nayasya Deva Rishaya Padam Vidu. Nayasya Deva Rishaya Padam Vidu. Jantuh punaha ko arhati gantumiritum. Jantuh punaha ko arhati gantumiritum. Yatha natasya kriti bhir vicheshtato. Yatha natasya kriti bhir vicheshtato. Duratyayanukramanaha samavatu. Duratyayanukramanaha samavatu. Na, neither. Yasya, he of whom. Devaha, the demigods. Rishayaha, great sages. Padam, position. Viduhu, can understand. Jantuhu, unintelligent living beings, like animals. Punaha, again. Kaha, who, arhati, is able. Gantum, to enter into the knowledge. Iritum, or to express by words. Yatha, as, natasya, of the artist, akriti bihi, by bodily features, vicheshtataha, dancing in different ways, duratyaya, very difficult, anukramanaha, his movements, saha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ma, unto me, avatu, may give his protection. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please repeat after me. An artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses, and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the Supreme Artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent, like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words His actual position. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. So an artist on stage, being covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements, is not understood by his audience. Similarly, the activities and features of the Supreme Artist cannot be understood even by the demigods or great sages, and certainly not by those who are unintelligent like animals. Neither the demigods and sages nor the unintelligent can understand the features of the Lord, nor can they express in words His actual position. May that Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A similar understanding was expressed by Kunti Devi. The Supreme Lord exists everywhere, within and without. He even exists within the heart. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto. Ishvaraha sarva bhutanam riddhishe arjuna tishtati. Thus it is indicated that one can find the Supreme Lord within one's heart. There are many, many yogis who try to find him. Dhyana vishtita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yoginaha. Nonetheless, even great yogis, demigods, saints and sages have been unable to understand the bodily features of that great artist, nor could they understand the meaning of his movements. What then is to be said of ordinary speculators like the so-called philosophers of this material world? For them, he is impossible to understand. Therefore, we must accept the statements given by the Supreme when he kindly incarnates to instruct us. We must simply accept the word of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and follow in their footsteps. Then it may be possible for us to know the purpose of their incarnations. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha takva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 9. If by the Lord's grace one can understand him, one will immediately be delivered, even within this material body. The material body will no longer have any function, and whatever activities take place with the body will be activities of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one may give up his body and return home, back to Godhead. We were just discussing with Chaitanya Prabhu yesterday how many times Prabhupada says, return home, back to Godhead. Thousands of times in the Bhagavatam Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, return home, back to Godhead. Purpose of our life, die young and go back home. So today it's very fitting that this verse came up, because this verse actually very, very, very nicely describes Lord Nityananda's advent, actually. Very nicely describes. I mean, it's just a coincidence that we're reading this verse and today is Lord Nityananda's holy appearance festival. I'm going to go into that a little as I go through some texts by Srila Prabhupada, first by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and then by Srila Prabhupada. So please repeat after me. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya. Jaya Sri Nityananda Balaram Mahaprabhu Ki Jaya. Shri Advaita Charya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Shri Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai, Shri Shivasa Thakur Ki Jai, Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. So, from the Shri Shri Nityananda Chandrasya Nama Dvadasaka Stotram, these are the 12 principal names of Lord Nityananda. We will see how this verse connects with his principal names, and then there is a class given by Srila Prabhupada in Bhubaneswar, which is the holy dham that is connected to Sri Jagannath Puri, where Lord Jagannath appears. And this he spoke on February the 2nd. Today is February the 7th. He spoke this on February the 2nd in 1977. So that's 22 years ago. First, the 12 beautiful holy names of the moon-like Sri Nityananda Prabhu, composed in Sanskrit by Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. His 12 principal names, he goes in four verses. The first verse describes six of his names. The second verse, six of his names. Then he describes in verses 3 and 4 the value of reciting these names. And he does the same with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's names as well. So the first six names, Nityananda, Avadhut Tendur. First name is Nityananda. Second, Avadhut Tendur. Third, Vasudha Pranavallabha. The fourth, Janava Jivitapatihi. Five, Krishna Prema Pradaha. Six, Prabhu. The first name, Nityananda, he describes as he who is constantly the fresh personification and the ever-expanding embodiment of the eternal and supreme blissful mellows of Lord Gauranga, Krishna's pure, unalloyed love. So he's the fresh manifestation. Here in this verse, Prabhupada immediately starts by saying, the artist covered by attractive dresses and dancing with different movements. It's ever fresh. This is the beauty of the Krishna consciousness movement, that everything is ever fresh. Some of us have been here for more than 30 years, some of us more than 25 years, some of us more than 20 years, more than 15 years, more than 10 years, more than 5 years. Yet when we hear these statements, we feel as if we're hearing it for the first time. That for the first time we're having some real understanding of Krishna consciousness, of the personality that is being spoken about. This is the ever fresh nature of Krishna consciousness. It never becomes still. Second word, Avadhut Tendur. Translation or meaning that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya gives, the transcendental moon of the divine madness of love, completely untinged by his own material energy. So here it's described that he's described as the transcendental moon. You may remember that amongst Krishna and Balaram, Krishna is described as the transcendental moon, and Balaram is described as the transcendental sun. But here, Lord Nityananda is described as the transcendental moon. So this is amazing. There's a very nice reason behind this, why this is done. It is said that, it is described by the Goswamis, that the reason Lord Nityananda appeared on this planet was to spread the holy names of Krishna, because he is considered the greatest worshipper of Radha and Krishna, of Radha and Krishna. And it is described by some devotees after the advent of Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada is actually one of the rays of Lord Nityananda, that he's actually a Shaktivesh avatar of Lord Nityananda. He's the energy of Lord Nityananda. And we can see that when Srila Prabhupada went all over the world, he established the deities of Radha and Krishna. Everywhere he went, he established beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. Although, you know, in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, the worship of Gaur Nithai is stressed, that is emphasized, because we're so fallen that we cannot worship Radha and Krishna. We can worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and through them, offer some worship to Radha and Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada went directly to Radha and Krishna, because that is the mood of Lord Nityananda. He is always worshipping Radha and Krishna himself. He advents as Ananga Manjari so that he can be with Radharani in a very, very intimate way. As the younger sister of Radharani, Lord Nityananda advents as the younger sister of Radharani in the form of Ananga Manjari. And we know that the most confidential place in Vrindavan is Radhakund. Radhakund is actually the crest jewel of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And in the center of Radhakund is a place called, I forget the name of the place now. It's actually the, it's described as the castle of Ananga Manjari. There, when Radha and Krishna sport together, they go into that one place in the center of Radhakund, and they sport very intimately there in a very confidential way. That place is called Salvela Dham, in the center of, and that's where Ananga Manjari is, and Ananga Manjari is no other than Lord Nityananda himself. That is why he's described as the transcendental moon, because he is so imbued with the love of Radha and Krishna that he is in the mood of Krishna consciousness, that he is actually described now as the moon. Just like what happens is when Krishna and Radha are together, when Krishna touches Radharani, her her complexion is actually of molten gold. Whitish molten gold is described. But when Krishna touches her, her features start turning blue. Because she's so much imbued with Krishna's love, she's so much meditating on Krishna, that as soon as the body of Krishna touches her, her body starts turning blue. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda becomes the transcendental moon because of his intimate love for Radha and Krishna. And that is why he behaves in a way that is considered to be unorthodox in this world. And therefore the word avadhitendur is used, because he's unorthodox. He does things that are not, cannot be understood by cultural means. He'll do really incredible things, like wear his kopin on his head, and you know, some of the things he describes are very hard to even speak of, because you can easily get the wrong impression from the things that he does. His third name is Vasudha Pranavallabha, the most dear and beloved life breath of Srimati Vasudha Devi. Vasudha Devi is the direct incarnation of Lord Balaram's wife, Srimati Varunu Devi. As you know, Lord Balaram has two principal consorts, Varuna Devi and Revati Devi. These two are her principal, his principal consorts. So the incarnation of Srimati Varuna Devi is Vasudha. And then the fourth name, Janava Jivitapatihi, the eternal divine husband of Srimati Janava Devi, the incarnation of Lord Balaram's wife, Srimati Revati Devi, and the maintainer and sustainer of her life and soul. 5. Krishna Prema Pradaha. It is Balaram, or Lord Nityananda Balaram, who bestows pure, unalloyed, and ecstatic love of Lord Krishna's holy name, form, pastimes, and lotus feet. It is described that we always should be meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. This reminds me of a pastime of when the World Parliaments was opened in by an activity in Dallas. That took place in, I can't remember if it was February or March of 2000, the year when we considered Y2K, the year of Y2K. They had a big celebration in Dallas at the Thanksgiving Square. And the leader of the Hindus, Gurudev, was one of the principal invitees there as a member of the World Parliament. Srila Gurudev was appointed as one of the one of the members of the World Parliament. And at the time, the worldwide leader of the Hindus came to Dallas to represent the Hindu movement. And he actually wrote a dictionary on Hindu terms. Very, very highly renowned person, very, very dedicated devotee of Lord Krishna. So Srila Gurudev invited him, as he would normally, dignitaries like that, to his darshan room to have lunch with him, and we were serving him lunch. So Srila Gurudev asked him a question. He says, "How come you're always smiling?" Because this person, if you look at him, he's always smiling. It always seems like he's in ecstasy, he's always smiling. So he says, "Well, how come you're always smiling?" He says, "It's so hard to do that in this world, because there's so many disturbances in this world, so many things that go wrong, it's hard to smile all the time in this world." And he gave a very nice answer, gave a very beautiful answer. He said, "I smile all the time because I'm always meditating on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. I'm always thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And therefore I'm smiling that I have the opportunity to meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because but for the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, there is nothing else in this world that is of any value." And so here it is described that Lord Nityananda is the one who actually bestows that type of pure, unalloyed and ecstatic love of Lord Krishna's holy name, form, pastimes and lotus feet. Obviously, he was a devotee in his last life, did some really great things. And he accepts Lord Chaitanya, accepted Lord Chaitanya as the incarnation who actually would spread the message of Krishna all over the world. So, some of these Hindus have got it right. 6. Prabhu. The meaning given is, the Supreme Lord and Master of all the devotees and all the souls in the spiritual and material worlds. Now, this is amazing. Only a person like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could come up with an explanation like this. That Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Lord and Master of all the devotees and all the souls in the spiritual creation and the material creation. Not just the material creation, Even in the spiritual world, the Lord and Master is Lord Nityananda, and therefore he is described as one of his names is Prabhu. Verse 2 has six names: Padmavati Sutaha, next name Shiman, next name Sachinandan Purvajaha, next name is Bhavan Matto, the 11th name is Jagat Trata, and the 12th name is Rakta Gaura Kalevraha. So Padmavati Suta, the most beloved, darling, and divine son of Srimati Padmavati Devi. His mother's name was Padmavati, and his father's name was Harai Pandit, and he was actually appeared in the village of Ekachakra in Radhadesh. And so Padmavati was a very, very advanced devotee of the Lord. And actually, the incarnation of Mother Rohini Devi, yes. The incarnation of Mother Rohini Devi. So she again appeared because Balaram, her son, was going to appear as Lord Nityananda. And so she came and was his mother again. The 8th name is Shriman. Shriman means he is of splendorous transcendental majesty, and he is the eternal husband and consort of the goddess of fortune. He is the eternal husband and consort of the goddess of fortune. And he is of splendorous majesty. It's described that the word splendorous, when further described by Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, describes that this word splendorous means that no one will be short of anything in this world or anywhere if they meditate on Lord Nityananda. They'll always have any amount of whatever they want in their life will be provided to them. Therefore, he's called Shriman. And then his next name is Sachinandan Purvajja, the most beloved elder brother of the Supreme Lord Gauranga, the divine son of Mother Shachi. Lord Nityananda is always meditating on Lord Gauranga. He is always thinking of Gauranga, because Gauranga is no other than Radha and Krishna. Lord Nityananda is always worshipping on Radha and Krishna, just like Lord Balaram, always worshipping Radha and Krishna. As Krishna as the elder brother, and Radharani as his younger sister. Krishna as the elder brother, and Radharani as his younger sister. So he's always with both of them. That's Lord Balaram. And he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is described he's more powerful than Krishna, but he chooses to serve Krishna. Somehow in our lives we feel like it's nice to be a boss, it's nice to be a master, but actually the Supreme Lord is showing by his example it is better to be servant. There's much more ecstasy in being servant than being master, and even Krishna, who is the eternal master, comes to become his servant, takes the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to experience the bliss of service to Radha and Krishna. And then the next word is Bhavan Matta. He whose bodily form is continuously maddened and inundated with overwhelming ecstatic emotions of pure love. It's one of the reasons he acts in a strange way as well. He's always in ecstatic love, completely maddened. And you can see that in this verse that we just read from the Bhagavatam, Gajendra is actually playing the role of a maddened elephant. He becomes maddened by the love of the she elephants. And he quickly finds out that being maddened is not the right maddened. He gets himself into a lot of trouble, and so he begs the mercy of the Supreme Lord. He's really praying very hard to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. But Lord Nityananda actually is maddened by overwhelming ecstatic emotions of pure love of Radha and Krishna. The next name is Jagat Trata. Jagat Trata means the savior of the whole creation, including the spiritual and material worlds. He is the one who is the savior in both the spiritual and material worlds, Lord Nityananda. And then verse 12, the 12th name, Rakta Gaura Kalevara. He whose divine bodily complexion and radiance is golden, tinged with red. So that's, reddish gold. It's described as his complexion is a golden complexion, but it's tinged with red. And even Lord Chaitanya is described in the same way. His names are Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Dvijanayakaha, Yatinam, Daninam Cheva, Nashinam Cha Shiromani, Raktam Bharadaraha, Shriman Navadvipa Shuddhakara, Prema Bhakti Padascheva, Shishachinandanastatha. That Raktam Bharaha means that he has got a golden complexion, but with a reddish tinge. And this is, you know, like one of the proofs that they're brothers, you know? They're real brothers. They look the same. They look so similar to one another. And sometimes when I even have the deities up there, I've noticed sometimes the pujaris get them mixed up. They put Lord Chaitanya on the left and Lord Nityananda on the right. And then they later realize that's not the right way, it's the other way. Because they look so similar. They look so similar that it's sometimes, if you're not really paying attention, you can make a mistake and you switch the deities over. You know, if you're not really paying attention. Verse 3. Sri Nityananda Chandrasya Nama Dvadasakam Shubham Yaidam Pratyaham Prataha Pratyutteha Pathannaraha. The most fortunate person, that most fortunate person who recites these 12 names, these 12 most auspicious holy names of the moon-like Lord Nityananda Chandra, each and every day upon arising in the morning. It's described that when you wake up in the morning, this is the 12 names that you should chant of Lord Nityananda. Verse 4, Sakleshrahito Bhutva Prapnuyat Swamanoratham Turnam Chaitanya Devasya Karuna Bhajanam Bhavet. Such a person very quickly becomes free from all miseries. We all face miseries from time to time in this world. Obstacles and difficulties in life, and attains the fulfillment of all of his or her most cherished and intimate desires in life. What a big boon, huh? Very soon, such a person becomes the object and recipient of the supremely causeless mercy and compassion of the Supreme Lord Gauranga Deva. And there is nothing more than the mercy of Lord Gauranga Deva. Jai Gauranga! Lord Nityananda becomes really very happy in his service of Lord Gauranga. And that is the greatest boon that he gives anybody, is the supreme mercy of Lord Gauranga Deva, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are actually followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, we are called Rupanugas. Because Rupa Goswami was the principal representative of Lord Chaitanya's movement. He is the principal representative. Lord Chaitanya gave him that certain boon that he would become the principal proponent of Lord Chaitanya's mission on this planet. Therefore, we are called Rupanugas. Although his elder brother was Sanatana Goswami. And that happens. Krishna is the younger brother, but Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is revered all over the world as the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Lord Balaram is the older brother and also called the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a lecture by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's Avirbhav Appearance Day at Bhubaneswar, February 2nd, 1977. Prabhupada. So today, the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladeva, Baladeva Tattva. Brajendra Nandanaye, Sachi Suta Hoilasai, Balarama Hoilunitai. Who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has appeared as the son of Shachi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Shachi Devi. So Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. Now, Brajendra Nandanasai, Sachi Shuta Hoilasai, Balarama Hoilunitai. So Balarama, in Vedic literature it is said, Nayam Atma Balohinena Labhyaha, Na Bahuna Shutena. So Bala means strength. Sometimes some rascal philosophers, they take it that Bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy that, quote, unless you are bodily stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout and eat meat and fight, and then you will get spiritual birth next. Close quotes. Prabhupada. No. This bala, this strength is different. This is spiritual strength. The difficulty of the present situation is that actually we are moving on account of spiritual strength. But they have no information of the spiritual strength. They are thinking of material strength that is expressed here. That ahankarya mattahoya nitai pada pashriya asatyere satya korimani. This is due to ahankara. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Those who are vimudha, especially rascal. Vimudha, especially rascal. Prabhupada's brilliant. Mudha, rascal. And V means vishesha, vishenam, particularly rascal. Ahankara vimudhatma. That same thing which is spoken in Bhagavad Gita, Narottam Das Thakur says, that same thing in plain Bengali language. Ahankara mattahaya nitai pada. By the spell of maya, ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate, they are thinking that we are independent. We can do whatever we like. This is called ahankara vimudhatma. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking that we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment. So on and so on. So that is our material disease. Ahankara vimudhatma. Bewildered, they do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. We see daily that a very strong man, very powerful man, very good brain, very good scientist. So where is the strength? That strength is Atma. As soon as Atma or the soul goes out of the body, so intelligent, so strong, so many things, that is all nothing. That is the difference between dead man and the living man. A living man is very powerful, very good position, everything. As soon as he lies down, he is lying down on the floor, and if you kick him in the face, he'll no protest. He's dead now, he can't protest. Prabhupada's such a comedian. So where is that strength? Strength is gone. That is spiritual strength. On the spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have got a very good car, Mercedes car, or Rolls Royce car. But when there is no petrol, how the car will move? It is not possible. There is spirit, petrol spirit. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balarama. Bala means strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balarama, Guru Tattva. Balarama means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadaha. Balaram represents Guru. We normally say Guru represents Balarama. Here Prabhupada is saying Balaram represents Guru because he's representing Krishna, Guru Tattva. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadaha. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balarama. Nayam atma balahinena labhyaha. This balahinena labhyaha, this Vedic injunction means, without the mercy of Balarama, you cannot understand. You cannot realize your spiritual identification. So that Balarama comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balarama hoilo nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balarama. That is, this song has been sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai pada kamala koti chanda shushitala. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Koti chanda shushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night, in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. All day's labor and fatigue is immediately removed. So, Nitai pada kamala, the shade of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, is koti chandra shushitala, as pleasing as 1 crore of moonshine. Wow. 1 moonshine gives us so much pleasure. So if you want actual peace of mind, if we actually want to be free from this material fatiguement, then we must take shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram is, Prabhupada is also very good at inventing words, you know. Fatiguement. Such a great word. Prabhupada is the greatest in anything. If you want to talk about joking, there's no better jokes than Prabhupada says, you know. Prabhupada used to say, even in joke, you have to speak the truth. If a joke is not truthful, that is not joke. That is cruelty, he says. If you're joking, you have to still speak the truth. But it'll be funny. The truth will be a funny truth. So then he says, Nityananda Prabhu is the strength, spiritual strength. And without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nayam Atma Pravacha. Simply by talking nonsense. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyaha. If you are a good speaker, that does not mean you'll understand yourself. Does not mean you'll understand. Na medhaya, neither by good brain. Because you have got very good brain, you'll understand Krishna? No. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Na Medhaya Na Bahuna Shrutena. If you think that you're a very good scholar, university degree holder, then you'll understand? No. That is not possible. So we must have spiritual strength. That source of spiritual strength is Balarama, Krishna's next manifestation, Prakasha Vigraha. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balarama. So we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai Padakamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala, Yei Chayai Jagata Yurai. The whole world is suffering, but if you want peace, then you take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Heno nitai bine bhai radha krishna paite nai driddha kori dharo nitai pai. Our real aim of life, how to go home back to Godhead and associate with Radha Krishna. That is our real aim, Prabhupada says. Our real aim of life, how to go home back to Godhead and associate with Radha Krishna. In another song, the same author says, Manushya janma paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya, janiya shuniya bishakhaino. Unless you come to Radha and Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then you will be happy. The dancing is there, but dancing without association of Krishna, just like here in our temple, we are also eating. But we are eating remnants of foodstuffs left by Krishna. I wanted to say, he says, that is real pleasure. If it is not, then we stop eating. If not, then we don't eat. If it's not offered to Radha and Krishna, we do not eat. But we are not stopping eating. We are not dry philosophers. Krishna bara doyamoy. Kuri paara jiva joy. Swa prashad anno dilobhai. All over the world, we are eating Krishna prashadam and we have got good experience. At least 10,000 men and women, they are taking Krishna prashadam, but we have no anxiety. Prabhupada, so powerful, these statements. Just see, practically. We have no anxiety. We require thousands and thousands of rupees for maintaining Europe, America, costly affair. But because we are under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, Balarama, we have no anxiety. That means material life means anxiety. You cannot avoid anxiety if you lead a material life. Then you will be anxious. About this prasadam, I wanted to say something that there's always this discussion that happens, who is the greatest, you know? Is Radharani the greatest? Are the gopis the greatest? Are the Manjaris the greatest? Is Giri Govardhan the greatest? Is Radhakund the greatest? Is Nityananda Balaram the greatest? Is Balaram the greatest? Is Krishna the greatest? This argument is a very, very long-going argument. Has started since the time that Krishna manifested the spiritual and material worlds. Till now, it's still going on, that argument between these two parrots. They're discussing, is Radha greater or Krishna greater? And in that discussion, all these topics are coming. So, one of the discussions is that we can say the gopis are the greatest or the manjaris are the greatest, but no one is greater than the flute. And so the argument becomes, how is it that the flute is the greatest? And then the parrot who is actually speaking on behalf of Krishna says, yes, the flute is the greatest because the flute is always touching the lips of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the greatest because the flute is the greatest and it is touching his lips. Therefore, Krishna is the greatest. So he's arguing like that. And then the parrot of Radharani says, no, you're wrong. I agree the flute is the greatest, but the flute originally touched the lips of Radharani because she taught Krishna how to play the flute. And Radharani is always teaching Krishna how to play the flute because he doesn't know how to play the flute. So she has to continue teaching how to play the flute. So the flute is always touching the lips of Radharani, and the flute is the greatest, and since the flute is touching the lips of Radharani, Radharani is the greatest. So this type of argument is always going on. So the devotees say, okay, at least you can accept that the flute is the greatest. One of the arguments. Of course, now there are other arguments about why Govardhan is the greatest, because when Radha and Krishna want to enjoy intimately with nobody around, then he goes into the deepest caves of Govardhan. And only Giriraj knows what's happening there. Nobody else knows. So he's the greatest. He's called Haridas Varyo. Nobody greater than him. Right? So here are these different arguments about who is the greatest. So the acharyas say that when we offer prasadam, when you offer bhoga to Radha and Krishna, the bhoga that comes from Radha and Krishna has touched the lips of Radha and Krishna. Therefore is the nectar of the taste that the flute is tasting from the lips of Radha and Krishna. Therefore we should always eat the remnants of food that has been offered to Radha and Krishna. Because we're actually getting the same nectar that the flute is enjoying at the lips of Radha and Krishna. How great, huh? This is Prabhupada. Look at what he gave us. It's unfathomable how much mercy Srila Prabhupada gave us. Unfathomable. So then Prabhupada continues. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. He was asked by his father, my dear son, what you have learned, the best thing from your teachers. What? So he replied, my dear father. He never said, my dear father. He said, my dear best of the asuras. Asuravarya. That made him very proud, by the way. Hiranyakashipu became very happy when he was called the best of the asuras. He would have preferred that over being called my dear father. He preferred that. He liked it. He was Asuravarya. Tad sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam. Tad sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam sada samudvigna dhyam asadgarat. The whole human society is suffering, at least suffering from one disease, anxiety. Therefore, we call it stress. Stress. One disease, anxiety. Ask anybody. Take one small ant and take the big elephant. Take the President of the United States or take one street beggar. Ask him whether you are free from anxiety. Nobody will say, no, I am full of anxiety. Nobody will say that. That is fact. So why they are, so he says, no, I am. So he says, nobody will say, no, I am full of anxiety. So he's saying, no, they will say, I am full of anxiety. That's a fact. So why they are anxiety? In full of anxiety? That Prahlad Maharaj had replied, sada samudvigna dhyam asad grihat. Because we have taken asad vastu. That will not exist. Asad vastu. Everything, whatever we have got, everything, whatever you have got, this body will not exist. And this is the main platform of our existence in the material world. So long the body is there, you exist. So Prahlad Maharaj said that, quote, real solution of problems of life is to get out of this material condition. That is the best thing in my opinion. Close quotes. Sada samit vigna dhyam asad. That is Vedic injunction also. Asato ma sadgamaya. Quote, don't live in this asat, in this material condition. Sadgamaya, go to real existence. Close quotes. That real existence means spiritual life. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So if we actually want life, blissful life, then we must get out of this material existence. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Samudvigna dhyam. And if you remain in the material existence, you must suffer some anxiety. There is no excuse. So Prahlad Maharaj advises that hitvatma ghatam grihanam andhakupam vanam gato yad dharim ashrayeta. If you, real problem is anxiety, and this anxiety will continue so long as you are material existent. Therefore, the real life is to get out of this material. Hitvatma ghatam, atma ghatam. Atma ghatam means killing the soul. This material civilization is killing the soul. That, they have no information of the soul. They do not know how to become peaceful, how to become blissful. They are trying to be peaceful. Bahir artha maninaha, by external material energy. They are thinking by constructing big buildings, just like in Bhubaneswar they are doing, and having good, very big roads and motor cars, that is advancement of civilization. No. That is not advancement of civility. He breaks the word there. That is increasing their anxiety. There is no solution of the anxiety. There is, formerly that I was speaking, there was no university. The university was in the cottage, Vyasadeva. Before, the university was in the cottage, Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva was writing Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Puranas in a cottage. The university was there. Who can produce such literature as Vyasadeva is given? From any angle of vision, from literary point of view, from philosophical point of view, everything, so perfect. Every literature, Mahabharata, Puranas and Vedanta, Vedvyasa, he has given. So, there was no need of university. It required clear brain. That was to be done by the Brahminical qualification. Samo damo titikshva, ajava jnanam vijnanam, astikyam brahmakarma subhava. Where is that education? This is education, technical education. So this education, technical education, how you can very nicely hammer, this will not solve the problem. So if we want real solution of the problems, then our duty is first of all to take shelter of Nitai Pada Kamala. Then we'll be happy and we'll get moonshine. And all our fatigueness will be subdued. Sambandha nahi jar, bhrita janma gelotar. So, if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda means always. Nitya means always, Ananda means pleasure. There is another meaning you can draw. This is another meaning you can draw. So, therefore, if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, say tar, he's simply wasting time. Say tar means he's simply wasting time. Brita means useless. Uselessly wasting time, not just wasting time. Uselessly wasting time. Say pashu boro durachar. And Narottam Das Thakur has used very strong word. Anyone who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, he's a pashu. Say pashu. He's a pashu, means animal. So animal, how one animal can get happiness? That is not possible. The dog from the childhood, he's searching after food, and cannot get food unless the dog has got a master. He is street dog and is always unhappy. So better to become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu. Then we shall be happy. Instead of becoming a master. But none of them are satisfied because that is false master. You take real master, Nityananda Prabhu. You'll be happy. Say, Pasho Baro Durachar. He does not know where is happiness. Where I shall become a dog? That, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has sung therefore, Vaishnava Thakur Tomara Kukkur. Boliya Jana more. This word kukkur means dog, right? My dear Vrindavan Thakur, my dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. As your dog. He repeats it twice. I am dog already, but I am Maya's dog. We are dogs, we are Maya's dog. I am not Vaishnava's dog. So kindly accept me. If you become a Vaishnava's dog, Chhariya Vaishnava Seva, Nishtar Paiche Keba. If you do not become a dog of Vaishnava and Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda is Guru. So if you do not become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnava or Guru, there is no question of happiness. No question of happiness. Say sammandana hi yaar, britta janma gelo, say pashu boro durachar, nitai na bolilo mukhe, ma jila sansara mukhe. He who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, and he does not say, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaura, and Majilo Sansara Sukhe, he thinks that this society, family, and society, friendship, and love, divinely bestowed upon man. He's quoting, Prabhupada is actually quoting. This is what the world says. Society, friendship, and love, divinely bestowed upon man. Prabhupada said, these materialist persons, they say like that. That is called majilo sansara sukhe. In sansara, there cannot be any sukha. But he is attracted by that. Majilo sansara sukhe. Vidya kule ki kuribe tar. What we'll do with university education, or born in big family, or this will not help. This is not possible. Vidya kule ki kuribe tar. Why they're accepting this false? Ankare mattahoya nitai pada pashiriya asyatere satya korimani. On account of being misled by false prestige and false egotism. Asyatere satya korimani. We are accepting this body, which is asat, which will not exist. That we have taken as reality. Ankare mattahoya nitai pada pashiriya. But if we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then you get the enlightenment. Asya tere satya korimani, nitayer koruna kobe hobe, nitayer koruna hobe, braja radha krishna bhave. Dharo nitay charana dukhani. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur advises that today is Nityananda Prabhu's avirbhav appearance day. Let us at least remember today, nitay pada kamala. That is wanted. Nitai charana satya tahara sevaka nitya. The reality is Nitai charana. And anyone who is servant of Nitai. So Nitai charana satya tahara sevaka nitya. One who has become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, he gets his eternal life. We are eternal, but under misconception of material identification, we are under the subjugation of Maya. Bhutva, bhutva praliyate, tatha dehantara. It is very botheration. It is very botheration, but they do not know. I am going from one body to another, transmigration. And that is not guaranteed. What body? Not guaranteed. What body are you going to get? They have no science, no knowledge about the understanding of tatha dehantara. The very first instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. That is the first instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatra namohyati. They are so rascals. And they are proud of their education. Their universities. This is going on. A lot of devotees left the universities. Didn't finish their studies. Nitai charana satya tahara sevaka nitai pada sada Koro Asha. Therefore, we should always expect to be under the shelter of Nitai Padakamala. Nartam Baro Dukhi. Nartam Das says, Nartam Das Thakur, he's Acharya. He is presenting himself. That is Acharya. Means he is not Dukhi, but he is presenting himself as Dukhi. That is Acharya. That is Acharya. Acharyas, they are never Dukhi. But taking the common man's position, he is saying, Nartam Baro Dukhi. Or in other words, Narottama. Narottama means the best of human beings. Narottama. Narottama means the best of human beings. So, here in this material world, one may be the best of the human being, very exalted position, but everyone is dukhi, unhappy. Nartam bara dukhi, nitai koro, nitai more koro sukhi. Only Nityananda can make me happy. Otherwise, not possible. Rakho ranga charena pasha. Rakho ranga charanera pasha. So today is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. We shall always pray Nityananda Prabhu. Quote, kindly keep me under your shelter so that I am very dukhi, I am very unhappy. Under the shelter of your lotus feet, I shall be happy. Close quote. And that is real happiness. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Other people want to say something? Any questions?
Yes. So Srila Prabhupada is making it very clear that you have to become the dog of the Vaishnavas.
Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada set that wonderful example himself, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving him the order to go and preach. And he gave everybody else the same order. And whoever we meet, we try to tell them about Krishna. Prabhupada went to such a great extent to explain how to get out so completely and made it so wonderful relationship with you. No doubt.
In 1971 at the Vyasa Puja day in New Vrindavan, Prabhupada gave that the same example, that our neck beads are dog collars.
Yeah.
It means we are the Guru's dog.
Yeah. And others also wear different type of neck beads. They're also dogs. They're claiming to be dogs of Maya. Prabhupada's very clear. You're either the dog of Maya or you're the dog of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is actually, it was described in this verse that we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, how the Lord is sitting in the heart. It's described that Lord Nityananda is actually sitting in the heart of every devotee. Of every living entity, the devotees recognize him. They recognize him. What you were saying, Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, I mean, this is the unlimited mercy of Srila Prabhupada. We cannot actually, the more we read about Srila Prabhupada's instructions, his words, his activities, the more we are aware how unaware we are of the extent of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. We actually realize that we're going further and further away of our understanding of the depth of Srila Prabhupada's mercy as we go deeper into his writings, his philosophy like that. Srila Prabhupada was so merciful. He could have done so many things that made people feel like, wow, this is magical. This is, get the type of awards that people get in this world, like the, what are the awards they give them, people? Nobel laureate and peacemaker and all these types of things. Prabhupada didn't want any of that phantasmagoria. He simply wanted the truth to be established. And the truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And everybody should come intimately associated with Sri Krishna. And the process of that intimate association is by the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. And always Prabhupada comes back to the center again. This very important statement in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 8 that Krishna makes, that it is by the process of the chanting of the holy names of Krishna that one will have intimate association of Krishna. And because we are in the material world, we're asked to also perform some service so that the body will be engaged, so that every cell in our body has many, many, many cells. None of these cells actually survive more than 7 years. It is said that in every second of our life, more than 100,000 cells in our body are dying. Every second in our life, more than 100 cells in our body are dying. And another few hundred cells are taking birth in the body. Okay? Each of these cells has within it the super soul. Has a heart, spiritual heart, with the super soul sitting in there. So Krishna, Prabhupada wanted that each of these cells make it back to Godhead. So if we're always chanting Krishna's name, and we're doing service, the cells are engaged, because the cells don't have that capability. Their intelligence may not go to the extent of the intelligence that our body as a whole has. How our subtle body, which is mind, intelligence, and false ego, how much intelligence it has, each of the cells may not have. They may have just a minute fragment of that intelligence. Therefore, they may not be able to chant the holy names of the Lord of their own accord. But if they engage in the service of the Lord, in the service of the servant of the holy name of the Lord, then they also get the benefit of the holy name of the Lord. So, we are actually servants of the holy name of the Lord. And everybody, all the devotees are servants of the holy name of the Lord. Therefore, we should always serve the Vaishnavas, because then we are serving the holy name's servants. And there, our own chanting of the holy name will become better. It'll become deeper. It'll become what it should be. Yes.
In this regard, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya, they were always planning after Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya and was manifesting his devotion to Krishna. They started going door to door. They made teams. Mm. And Haridas Thakur was the partner of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And they used to go door to door. Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shika. They would ask everybody, chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and follow his instructions, and hear Bhagavad Gita like that.
Right.
So they would come and they would fall at the feet of people. They would open their doors. They would fall and beg them to chant the holy names. And some people would be very appreciative and submissive and surrender, and some people would say, oh, we know you're going to be my pundit and your whole group, you're sentimentally always crying all night long, singing, get away from here. So they wouldn't meet with 100% reception. They would go door to door and beg everybody to chant the holy names. And then they came upon one huge crowd of people in the streets, and there was some disturbance going on. And so Lord Nityananda asked, what is going on? And the people said, oh, there's these terrible people. Two brothers, Jagai and Madai. And they're drunk and fighting each other. And they're horrible. They kill, they steal, they rape, they do all kinds of horrible sinful activities. So you better stay away from them. Lord Nityananda's thinking, oh, if these two become devotees, then Lord Chaitanya's glory will be so much established. So then he went close to them, against the advice of everybody. Oh brothers, I can see you're so much suffering. Please chant the holy names of the Lord. Give up your sinful life and chant the holy names of the Lord. And they were fighting each other, and they all of a sudden they recognized that here was somebody speaking to them. Who is this? Who are you? My dear brothers, please chant. We'll kill you. So they started chasing Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, and they were joking as they were running away. Haridas Thakur said, look what you've got us into. Everybody told you not to disturb these two madmen. Now they're chasing us and our life is at stake. But because Jagan and I were so drunk and fat, they couldn't catch Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur. So then they went back to report their day of sankirtan to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya asked them, Nityananda Prabhu said, we've seen these two people. They were born in Brahmin families, but they're so degraded. They're such barbarians. They're suffering so much that we wanted to deliver them. And Lord Chaitanya said, simply because you're even thinking of them, they'll get Krishna's mercy very soon, and they're already delivered. Just because you're thinking of that.
Yeah.
So Lord Nityananda was going at all risk,
yes,
even with Haridas Thakur and the devotees going at bodily harm.
Yeah.
And they were risking their dear lives, in a sense, to go and preach Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada risked his life.
Yes.
in that service to some horrible boat ride. Can't even imagine how horrible the boat ride was going across the Atlantic. Anybody here, probably many people don't ride boats. I had the unfortunate opportunity to ride a boat for 18 hours one time after a typhoon in the Philippines, and I swore I would never ride another boat again in my life. Probably took this huge 1 month or longer journey. Had two heart attacks, the boat ride was so horrible, and Krishna came, and then he made the rest of the journey nice and smooth. But Srila Prabhupada took this huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
So that is our
great fortune.
Great fortune, and that is our debt, but also somehow or other we have to inconvenience ourselves to try and push ourselves to preach.
Yeah.
Tomorrow Krishna Goswami told me that Prabhupada told him that we must always push ourselves to preach. We were Tomorrow Krishna Goswami in Oklahoma. We used to go to the El Reno Federal Penitentiary and do a program every week, every 2 weeks, like that. And so Gurudev, when he was in town, he would come. So he came this one particular time and performed initiation inside the prison for two prisoners. And it was so windy outside, they wouldn't let us do fire jug in the chapel, and we couldn't do it outside because it was too windy, so he did it inside the Indian sweat lodge. He had an initiation, two devotees. And he told me that when I brought him back to the airport, he said, we always have to push ourselves to preach. Prabhupada told him that. So, when did you not set the example?
Yeah.
By pushing, and then later, of course, they delivered Jagan Madai again. Jagan Madai hit him on the head with a pot. He tolerated it. And Lord Chaitanya came and wanted to kill them both, but he said, no. Madai is protected against, Madai protected from Jagan hitting again with the pot and get it mixed up? Huh? So, and then he, you know, delivered them. Lord Chaitanya said, the other one, you must beg the forgiveness of Nityananda because you have struck him on the head. So he begged forgiveness, then he delivered both of them. They had a big, beautiful kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya said, now I have taken all the sins of Jagan Madai, and his body became black. Mm-hmm. And he asked the Dvaita, how do I look? He said, you look just like Krishna. So they had this massive kirtan. The demigods came, Yamaraj came, Lord Brahma, everybody, and this huge kirtan of Jagan Madai got delivered. And it was a big, huge festival. And then by the end of the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya was his normal gold color again.
The holy name.
Yeah. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki
jai. Actually, that reminded me of a very nice statement the acharyas make about Lord Nityananda, and that is that, you know, when we're prosecuting our Krishna consciousness, there are going to be times where we're going to have difficulties, you know. I mean, of course, most of the time it's difficulties. There are few times when you actually feel some ecstasy, but most of the time there's some real difficulty. In whatever service we're doing, whether we're working and, you know, and maintaining our families and giving some money to the temple for service and preaching, whatever we're doing, or running a business or whatever else, you know, those who run businesses will tell you how difficult it is. It is said that when we're doing these services, we should never become resentful. Oh my God, I have to do this. This is so hard. It's, you know, it's painful. This causes misery. So we actually should never become resentful. And if we do service and we don't become resentful, every time something goes wrong and we don't become resentful, you get the special mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda will give you special mercy because you didn't become resentful. So this idea of going home to home, say for example, and distributing books, asking people to chant, and if some, you know, a householder slams the door on your face or, you know, unleashes his dog on you, and you have to scramble out of there quickly before the dog gets you, you know, or whatever, and you don't become resentful, you get the special mercy of Lord Nityananda, because you didn't become resentful. So, in some ways, the fastest way to go back to Godhead is to get these no's, you know? No, no, I'm not going to buy your book. I don't want you. Get out of here and everything. And you don't become resentful. And you get this mercy of Lord Nityananda, and you keep accumulating that mercy, you're going to very quickly, you know, go back to Godhead. In fact,
in that statement from the Srimad Bhagavatam, you might remember, there was a statement made that even in this lifetime, in your body, you will become fully Krishna conscious. You'll get the joy of transcendental bliss even in this body. And this is how to do it, actually. So, I was speaking to Vaisheshika Prabhu once, and he was telling me about book distribution, how, you know, so to encourage his book distributors, he made a sheet, and every time anybody said no, they're supposed to tick it once. And whoever got the most number of ticks would win an award. He wanted them, go and get the ticks, please, go and get the no's. We want you to go out and get people say, no, I don't want the book, no, I don't want the book, no, I don't. Sir, would you want it? No. Sir, no. Sir, no. Sir, no. Great. All these ticks are going on here, you know. I'm getting lots of ticks. I win the award. But the behind that was this plan that you're enjoying getting the tick now, right? Because you're going to win an award, so you're enjoying the tick. So you're not resentful. You're getting the special mercy of Lord Nityananda. Also, when you chant the Panchatattva mantra, it is said you did the same thing when we say Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda. The name Lord Nityananda, the Acharyas describe, means that we should never become resentful, that we will get the boon that we will never be resentful, that we will never become resentful. We're not resentful. We don't ever become resentful in Krishna consciousness. If we don't become resentful, you get the special mercy of Lord Nityananda.
And the next day, when they ran away from Jagan Mahal, the next day, Rudra Sakura was reluctant to go. Nityananda Prabhu said, oh, this, he's old, he never listened to anything. He went to the mad people to preach.
Yeah.
Just for them, I just saved my life. Otherwise, they would kill us.
Yeah.
The other incident in Nityananda Prabhu, that without Nityananda Prabhu mercy, we cannot have the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy. Like at the Raghunath Das Goswami, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and some people after they took sannyas, so when news actually spread out everywhere, then some people of the Dasyajya Prabhu house, the lot of Navati, devotees from Navati, Shantipur, everywhere, they came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Raghunath Das Goswami came on that time over there. And then Advaita Acharya Prabhu gave remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami is so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to leave his family like that time. He said, I'd like to go with him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just said that, no, don't be sentiment to go back to home and just take care of your affair. And then when the Nityananda Prabhu and Shivananda and all the team, they're traveling to Jagannathpuri, walking all the way to Bangalore to Jagannathpuri. So the place that came there, or Nityananda Prabhu was hungry. Mm. So there's no food. Because Shivananda Chen used to take care of all the traveling and the Abhutibhuri and Prashad and everything there. So one stop they are waiting for Prashad. So then Shivananda Chen was late to come back to take care of Prashad. So then Nityananda Prabhu got so mad when Shivananda Chen came, he kicked his stomach.
Oh my God.
He said, I curse you, Krishna will die today.
Oh my God.
I'm very hungry. And he was Prashad ready. And then Shivananda Chen was so excited Nityananda Prabhu. But Shivananda Chen wife was so much
agitated.
Crying, she was feeling so bad. So Nityananda Prabhu cursed my three sons going to die. So then as soon as she was close to her and she was crying, she said that what would happen, the Nityananda Prabhu cursed this three sons going to die. Then Shivananda Chen was saying, basically I heard that, look, today I'm really happy my life is successful that Nityananda Prabhu accepted me as his servant. So this is where, like, the one story, and Raghunatha Goswami's story, I actually mean that. Then Raghunatha Goswami, when they also did not, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised, he did not allow him to leave his house. And then, when Nityananda Prabhu came Parihati, at that time, Raghunatha Goswami came over there. And then Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu saw that Raghunatha is coming. And then said, "Hey, thief, Mr. Thief, come over here. I'll give you punishment to feed all of my associate chief residents over." And that was the famous Nityananda's festival. That just showed that without the Nityananda Prabhu mercy, Nityananda Prabhu was killing the thief because he did go direct. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Shantikur.
Right.
So that's why he said that without Nityananda Prabhu you cannot go to
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Yes. Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Maharaji, any of the Maharajis want to say something?
The Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of so many wonderful pastimes, but Chaitanya Charitamrita, I encourage all the Buddhists today to spend some time at the home, open the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they've been wonderful pastimes. One time the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to either Dvaitacharya's house, and Nityananda Prabhu had been fasting for some days. So Lord Chaitanya was a little bit restricted about the amount he was eating, but Lord Nityananda wanted more and more prasadam. He wasn't getting enough, so he threw the prasadam at Advaitacharya, and so it stuck to Advaita's foot, and he started to dance. He was in ecstasy. But then they were having this argument that, look, now that I've invited this avaduta, who knows who he is, or where he comes from, or what are his family traditions, we don't know all these things, and he's come here and he's throwing prasadam. We don't know what we're going to have here. A reject Paramahamsa, and all these different arguments were going on. Back and forth, so you must read this pastime because I can't remember the whole thing exactly. But they had such a wonderful exchange of ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda. And he would jump into sometimes in the Ganges. He would be going to Haridas preaching, Thakur preaching, and he would see the Ganges and he would think it's the Yamuna. He'd jump in and he'd ride crocodiles down the river. And everybody was in anxiety, what's going to happen to him? Yeah. Nothing happened, of course. So he was always. And he was also very dear to Srivas Pandit's wife, Malini. And she would always feed him. Whenever he would come over, her breast would fill up with milk, and he would be just like a little cowherd boy, just like a young boy, and she would feed him sandesh and different kinds of sweets, and he always had such a wonderful relationship. So we must read these pastimes, hear these wonderful pastimes, to see what is this wonderful Lord Nityananda.
I wanted to just remind everybody, because people are leaving slowly, that we're going to be having a Harinam this evening. We're asking that everybody please come to the temple at about 7:30. At 7:30 at the temple, and gather here, and then we'll go on Harinam today, because Lord Nityananda will become very happy with us if we spread the holy name on his appearance day. Just a reminder, we'll announce this again. Maybe we'll put that board out. There's a board that we normally have out there. We'll put it out today so people get reminded. But I just wanted not to forget saying that, because I would have easily forgotten that. Anybody else would like to say something? Dharma, you want to say something? Yeah.
I thought of a couple things. One's pretty intimate, and I don't really understand it, but it's pretty good. This was from, I think, Chaitanya Bhagavata. Lord Nityananda, sometimes he would come into a room, he wouldn't have any clothes on. And he's an avidut, you know, which means he's just in ecstatic love for Krishna, and he doesn't think about things like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And it just isn't important to him. And so, but sometimes he'll come into a room and Lord Chaitanya's there, and devotees are there, and visitors are there. So Lord Chaitanya's like, why are you coming in anything like this? You know? Lord Chaitanya pulls his chowder off and ties it around Lord Chaitanya. He says, Lord, why did you do this? And Lord Nityananda gives an unintelligible answer, just that has nothing to do with what he's been asked. And Lord Chaitanya persists, and he says, but you know, why do you do this? And Lord Nityananda said, I want all around attention. And so there's a lot of intimate pastimes. Lord Nityananda treats the devotee ladies as his mother, and they give him sweets all the time, and it's very sweet. But I want to relay a story, pastime to the deities with Sri Sri Gauranga on our altar. When I first started to bathe the deities, it's a little hard to get used to the items and moving them around. And after you've done it for a while, it's real easy. You can take the conch shell with the water and pour it on the deities, and you don't hit them. But when I first did it, once or twice, I would hit Lord Nityananda in the face.
Oh my God.
With the tip of the conch. Yeah, it's pretty hard. And he pings, you know, like, oh gosh, my Lord, I'm sorry. The first time I did it, I hit him in the face, I smacked him really hard. And I said, oh gosh, my Lord, I'm so sorry, please forgive me. And I thought, you know, I should get some reaction for this, and I'm really sorry, and I understand I'll get some reaction. And this was like the third or fourth time I ever bathed them. And so later on that morning, I saw Mother Kunti. And I told her what happened, and I said, what's going to happen? Will I get some reaction? And she goes, She goes, yeah, there'll be some reaction. And she said, but don't worry, it won't be bad, it will be okay. And then the next day, a day or two went by, and Mother Kunti saw me again in front of the temple, and she came up to me and said, she said, Dharma, I was wrong. You remember how I told you? Lord Nityananda, you get some reaction when you smack them in the face? She said, there's no reaction. They take no offense. And she said, you know how I found that out? She said, I was in my house the other day and I was moving some things around and I picked up a mridanga drum, which is Balaram, right?
Yeah.
Balaram is the mridanga. So she said, I picked up Balaram, the mridanga. She said, I had him in my hands and he flew up and smacked me in the face. She said, I didn't manipulate it, but the drum hit me in the face. She said, then immediately I knew that Balaram was telling me, no, there's no offense. There was no offense. And so she told me that. And I said, wow, that's really far out. That's a pretty neat story. So then I was a little less fearful, you know, doing deity worship. I wasn't as scared. Because you don't want to be scared. The Lord doesn't want you up there if you're frightened, you know, or you're so worried you're going to offend them, or you're going to do something wrong. No, the Lord wants to be worshipped nicely in a nice relationship. So we can have really calm and relaxed relationship with the Lord. We should do things nicely and not be, you know, in a mindset where we think it's just easy, or we just do it as rote, or, you know, it's just so easy, we do it on autopilot. But the Lord does want us to interact with him in a personal way. And so then the third story, this is the last one I'll tell. Today, I got to dress Lord Nityananda, and I was dressing Lord Nityananda, and I was putting a pin behind one of his arms. You know, we pin their shirts, their
kurtas.
And so I was putting it in, but it wasn't coming out where it was supposed to. And two or three times I'm like, what's it in? Like, sometimes their outfits have little pockets in the cloth where they're stiffer things so that the pin won't go through, so you move the pin. So I kept moving the pin, sticking it through. Well, I realized it was going in my finger about three times. And it didn't hurt, and I didn't bleed, and I didn't feel it until I finally looked at it and realized I'd been sticking my finger the whole time. Now, usually those pins are really sharp. You feel them right away. So today I got some special mercy. I was really sticking myself good. The Lord Nityananda was pleased, so I didn't feel it. Shri Shri Gauranga ki, Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.
The other day,
Dana Kelly Prabhu was describing a pastime, because it was the Srila Gurudev's sannyas anniversary. And so he was describing how he was going up to Gurudev and he was offering, he was serving him. But because he was really, feeling a little fearful, so his hands were shaking. And so Gurudev asked him to get out of there. You know, they didn't want him to serve him in that type of a mood, which is very true, actually. When you're with the deities, you don't want to be in the mood of being fearful. Because the deities are in a mood of love. They're completely in love. So they're thinking, how can you be fearful of us? We're giving you unlimited love here, unbounded love. And you're feeling fearful? What's wrong with you, you know? It's true, we should not be loved. Not fearful.
Another amazing pastime. While the Lords were there in Nandavishnu, there was always festivals. They were invited to come. So at one point they were invited to come to Gauridas Pandit's place. And Gauridas Pandit had this beautiful, beautiful set of Gauri Thai made. So they came and they had this big festival there. Big kirtan, Gauri Alapancha temple was there, everybody was there. Ecstatic kirtans, we can't even imagine. And so he asked the Lord, please exchange yourselves with the Lord on my altar. So they said, this isn't normal, right? They said, no, please, you're the same. You please exchange. So the Gauri Thais got off the altar, and the Gauri Thais who were dancing in the kirtan got up on the altar. And so then the deities were Gauri Thais, they were dancing in the kirtan as they were before. And then they did it again. They did it like three different times. They exchanged with the deities three different times. So they're there. This is Gauri Thais.
Yeah.
This is Radha Kalachanji, Jagannath Mother Subhadra Maharani. We can't, difficult to understand, but the Shastra tells these wonderful pastimes.
Absolutely.
That we have to accept in our hearts and offer them unloving service in that moment that this is the supreme person. And you can go to Navadvipa, you can see those deities.
Yeah.
And just like Lord Jagannath, when they first acquired, when the person who was taking care of the Jagannath Mandir in Navadvipa decided to give the temple to Jagannath Maharaj Jiskam, they started bringing prasad, or bhog rather, to offer Jagannath Subhadra when the Bodhi Anakadir Duhi would drive on his bicycle and bring an offering from the Radha Madhava Mandir. And then there was some complication with some of the family members where they weren't, it was taking some time for the other family members who were part of that to agree to giving the temple to the devotees. So they stopped bringing the offerings to Jagannath Balaram Subhadradevi. So the next morning, Anakata Duhi has this dream where he's seeing Jagannath Balaram Subhadradevi walking towards the Mayapur temple. They left the temple and they were walking there. And he came up to them, ran up to them on 4 days, my Lord, why are you leaving? Why are you leaving? Well, you stopped bringing the offerings. Here at Radha Madhava gets this nice prasad, but we don't get anything now, so we're coming to get something to eat. So then they immediately started bringing the offerings again. He told Jagannath Maharaj that this is what happened. They immediately started bringing the offerings again. So the Vrajaris in particular have a wonderful rasa and an ability for the Lord to communicate with them. Any Vrajaris you tell them, ask them, they'll tell you so many amazing things that happen to them with the deities. So wonderful. Shakti Gopal, those different pastimes.
I remember when I went to Ekachakra, there was this one place where Lord Nityananda, just like how, you know, Krishna also invites all of these holy places to Shyamakund, you know, in the pastime of Radhakund and Shyamakund. And so there's a similar pastime of Lord Nityananda. He invites, because his parents and others wanted to go a pilgrimage, go to the different holy places and bathe in the holy rivers and holy lakes. So he didn't want them to take so much trouble. So he told all of the holy places in creation to come to this one pond so that they all of them would enter that one pond, and then they would bathe in the pond and they would go to all the holy places, therefore, and do parikrama and everything else. This pond is not a very big pond. It's probably, you might say, half the size of this room here is the size of that pond. And there are lakes next to it, big lakes, like, say, five times bigger than this, 10 times bigger than this room, lakes like that. And when summer comes, all of these lakes become completely dry. They become completely dry. You can walk on them, just like, you know, how in the icy times these lakes become dry and people ski on them and everything. So people actually walk on the lake because it's so dry, it's completely dry. Actually cracks, you know how the soil cracks when it becomes really dry and hot? So it cracks like that. But this lake remains with the water. Its water does not dry up. It remains as a lake. And so when devotees go there, they fill their bottles with this water, holy water. And so I got it from Ekachakra, so today we'll sprinkle it on everybody at the time of the feast. We'll bring it out and sprinkle it on everybody. But it's very, very, it's amazing, because scientifically it cannot be explained. The river, even the river that's flowing there, is dried. You know, the river is dry. The flowing water is dry. The big lakes are dry. This one pond where he brought all the holy places together, they remain wet. It's the only place that's wet there. It's actually like a desert place where you go. It's like a desert. So, you know, you can imagine how it is. And it's amazing, Ekachakra, when you go there and you see this, the holy place, the birthplace of Lord Nityananda. Radha-desha. Yeah, yeah. And then there is a place where actually the Yamuna is traveling through there too, because of the pastime that Balaram had with Yamuna Devi. So Yamuna came to, all the way from Vrindavan, comes to this place. It's like maybe 2,000 miles away from Vrindavan in terms of the distance. So the devotees became doubtful that how can, you know, Yamuna, which is 2,000 miles away, flowing in a different direction altogether, come here, all this side, 2,000 miles away. So one of the gurus actually wanted to prove that this is the same Yamuna. So what he did was, he built a small boat and he floated it on the Yamuna. Okay? And then he told the devotees there at this place, see if the boat turns up there. If the boat turns up, that means it's the same Yamuna, right? Because it's traveling in the same boat. It's not a different boat. It's on, nobody can lift it up and bring it here. It's traveling and on in the river, and it actually will turn up here. And sure enough, the boat turned up at this place. And that place also, when you go there, you can, you know, offer your obeisances to the Yamuna. Of course, in summer, it's really very, very narrow. The stream becomes like this narrow. It's a huge stream, like really wide stream, but it becomes about this narrow in summer. The water is still flowing there. That's the only other place where water is flowing, the Yamuna. There is no Ganga there at Ekachakra. There's no Ganga, but there is Yamuna. And it's just amazing. I mean, you know, that this is the miracles of Lord Nityananda, of Lord Balaram, that they can do things like that. They can make things that are just completely unexplained happen. It increases the faith of the devotees. The devotees become, you know, they understand, because, you know, sometimes we become doubtful about our own philosophy, about the truth. We become a little doubtful. Something happens in our life, we become doubtful. These prove to us there's no reason.
And it starts off, Jagai Madhai Viti Mui Seva Vishya. I am more simple than Jagai and Madhai. Puri Shed Kit Viti Mui Seva Vishya. I am lower than a worm in stool. Morinam Shunije Tarak Mikshai. If somebody hears my name, then all of their good qualities or pious activities are completely vanquished. Moranam shuni jayetara punikshay, moranam lay jayetara papahoy. Just by saying my name, one will be covered in sin. Emana nibhina moye kiba vipakare. Someone who's so simple like that, emana nibhina moye kiba vipakare, who will give such a person as me mercy? Ek Nityanandavino Jagata Vipare entire world, there is nobody but Lord Nityananda who will give mercy to such a person that is so simple. Prema Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar, Lord Nityananda is the incarnation, the very incarnation of mercy, and he is always completely mata, or
mad.
Overwhelmed, mad by prema, by pure love. Prema Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar, Uttama Adhama Kichuri Napari Vichar. He doesn't see if somebody is high or low, he doesn't notice it because he's an avaduta. Uttama Adhama Kichuri Napari Vichar. He doesn't think about whether or not you're qualified or unqualified. Jay Abhi Vade Sekari Vinistar. Whoever falls in front of him, then immediately he will deliver them. That's why he will give me his mercy and he will free me from this material world, even though I am so completely sinful.
The one small quote that Vrindavan Thakur was saying about the holy name, which is say that you just chant holy name. I'm responsible for taking that to God. You just chant.
Just chant holy name. I take responsibility.
Yeah, I'll Jatishtri Dhatum Puru Vuri Dhanu Manisha. Atokoi Shamsara Vuri Tarana Dai Muilagi. That means you just chant holy name and cross the material ocean. I'll be responsible for it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a statement that Lord Nityananda makes that if you just chant the holy names of Krishna, you chant the Maha Mantra, then he will actually guarantee our passage back to Godhead. He will actually take us back to Godhead. The chanting of the Maha Mantra, because it was expounded by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he actually wanted everybody to chant. This mantra was actually not a mantra everybody could chant. Only the Brahmins could chant this mantra. Because the mantra started Om Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. In the Vedas, any time a mantra starts with the word Om, it can only be chanted by Brahmins. If anybody else chants it, they will lose all their good fortune, worldly fortune. They'll lose it. So everyone will stay away from chanting. They'd never chant it. They let the Brahmanas chant Om, the mantras that started with Om. And Lord Chaitanya took the Om out and then flipped the mantra upside down. And so it became Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he said that everybody should chant this. He wanted everybody to get the fruit of love of Godhead. And if people do that, knowing that Lord Chaitanya has asked us to chant, if we chant, he guarantees. And, you know, what happens is, because Lord Chaitanya is speaking himself, it's like Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says to Arjuna, Kunti pratijanihi name bhakta pranishati. O son of Kunti, please declare boldly to the world that my devotee is never vanquished. Why Krishna didn't say it himself? Because people may say, well, Krishna is saying it, he can break his word. Because he did. Krishna has broken his word. For his devotee, he'll break his word. So you never know, he might break his word. But if my devotee says something, Krishna says, I will always keep the word. Never that will be broken. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya makes, Lord Nityananda makes this statement that I will take you back to Godhead. That way, because it is Lord Nityananda who's saying it, Lord Chaitanya will make sure it happens. Of course, Lord Nityananda can make it happen anyway, but you have this like double warranty, you know, the warranty behind a warranty. Double warranty that you're going to go back to Godhead. There's no two ways about it, you're going to go back. And therefore, there is the ninth offense against the holy name, to instruct the faithless the holy name of the Lord, to instruct the faithless about the holy name. You should not, because, you know, they don't want to go back to Godhead. Why are you forcing them to go back to Godhead? Why? They've come to the material world to enjoy separately from the Lord. Let them enjoy. If that is all they want to do, let them do it. Don't disturb their enjoyment, because that is their freedom that Krishna gave them. That is the choice that Krishna gave them. Krishna doesn't want anybody to love him by force. Love is by choice. It has to be completely voluntary. But for those of us who have chosen, but because we have conditional sinfulness in our behavior, we're conditionally sinful, we have to realize that conditional sinfulness cannot stop the process from
happening. You can't stop the process. The conditioned sins cannot stop. Only constitutional sin can stop the process. And constitutional sin is when we actually do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a constitutional sin. Conditional sins are, you know, our conditioning. You know, we're weak. We're prone to break principles. We're prone to do things that we're not supposed to do. The sins of this world, those things that the Vedas advise us not to do, and we do anyway. Those are conditional sins. Of course, that doesn't mean that now we can conditionally sin, because then that's an abomination against the holy name. And therefore, that means that you really don't want the holy name. But if you're doing it because it's just your weakness, then Krishna will actually, Lord Nityananda will. And that's why we should always be followers of Gaura Nithai. We should be considered followers of Lord Chaitanya, not followers of Radha and Krishna directly, but followers of Lord Chaitanya. We are worshippers of Radha and Krishna, but the followers of Lord Chaitanya. Because then Lord Chaitanya's guarantee holds true. Because he says, if you are my follower, then I will. And same with Lord Nityananda, because Lord Nityananda is the principal follower of Lord Chaitanya. He is the number one follower of Lord Chaitanya. And we're all his followers. So we're supposed to become followers of the followers of the followers. Just like in the Krishna Leela, we are the servants of the servants of the servants of the gopis of Braja, like that. So here we are the followers of the followers of the followers of Lord Chaitanya. So that is our process. Those are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So we're very fortunate. We have Lord Gauranga, Lord Nityananda with us. And, you know, we're able to, in front of him, sing, dance, speak, do whatever we do. Our position is guaranteed. There's no reason for us to become fretful. Oh, my credit card bill is so big, I can't pay my minimum balance now, and I got this problem, that problem. Don't become fretful. Just understand, yeah, you'll suffer the consequences. You're not going to get away with it. But it's only one lifetime that you'll have to suffer whatever you have to suffer. Be a little bit of an avaduta, don't get too carried away by it. Just accept it, you know. That's how it is. Those of us who are married, we know, especially the men, some of the men, they find it very difficult to be given instructions by other people. What to speak of a woman giving instruction to us. And but we have to accept it anyway. We do that. And we don't like it. We don't want to be instructed by our wives. We don't want our wives to lead us, to tell us anything. But we tolerate it. We tolerate it. And that's good. You should tolerate it because it's the material world. You have to tolerate. The women are also tolerating. Sometimes they don't want to be with the husband either. You know, they're tolerating the husband also. So whichever way it is, but the idea is that, you know, we, in the meantime, just keep chanting Hare Krishna. Just keep chanting Hare Krishna and saying to the Lord, I love you, my Lord. The holy name is my all in all. I belong to the holy name. The holy name belongs to me. Like that, we make a contract with the holy name. We are inseparable from the holy name. We're always chanting, or we're serving while chanting. Then everything will be fine. We don't have to worry. Nothing will go wrong. We'll go right back to Godhead. And when you go back to Godhead, we'll look back and we'll really have a good laugh. We'll be rolling on the ground and laughing about all the difficulties we went through as human beings. Because we'll see that it was a very small price to pay for the great value of being back in the association of Radha and Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, like that. So these are the days when we encourage our devotees to say, you know, hang in there, hang in tough. Prabhupada used to say, hang in by the skin of your teeth. And the last time I saw, there's not much skin on the tooth, you know. There's not much there at all. You hang on with very little. Very good. Well, we've got our 10:30 appointment with the Lord for his Abhishek, so we have to make preparations for that as well. Some of us have to go and make preparations. Even if you can come and help, that would be really nice. Shower up, be real, so that we can actually... And of course, the Brahmin should come on the altar. This is bathing Gaura Nithai for the first time after they've been repainted. So it'll be very nice. We will not use anything that'll be acidic. So we'll use milk, honey, and water. Not yogurt and not juices. So, but we'll use those three. And we'll use sugar, water, and... rose water and make five substances that way. We'll still have five substances, but without the yogurt and without the fresh juices that we normally have. for this year. Next year will be. Yeah. Maybe at the feet or something. We've been asked not to do it, so we'll just try and by the persons who actually painted, so we'll observe the instruction. Thank you very much. Jai, the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Nityananda Balaram Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Nityananda Balaram's Holy Appearance Festival ki jai. Sri Nityananda Balaram Avirbhav Mahatithi ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. Glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.